We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We love this next guest. Covers the draft and minor league baseball. MLB.com, MLBpipeline.com. And he can give us some information here as we try to sort through the Starling Marte trade. Obviously, Pittsburgh knows that name. Less familiar with the players the Pirates are getting back in the deal. The pitching prospect from Arizona is a guy who got drafted just last year at the end of the first time, Brennan Malone. And Jonathan Mayo here from MLB.com can help us maybe with this player and more. Who is Brennan Malone? Jonathan, give us the scoop on this guy.
I'm a big Brennan Malone fan, probably ever since I saw him at the National High School Invitational last April when he was there with IMG Academy. He kind of fits the bill when the Pirates were kind of in fits and bursts under the old regime, you know, went all in on athletic high upside high school pitching. He fits that mold. He's super, super athletic, power stuff, but has a chance to have four at least average pitches, so he fits a starting profile. It may take him a little while, but because of the athleticism, he repeats his delivery pretty well. So, you know, I have every faith that he is going to come close to, you know, as much faith as he can have for a high school pitcher, you know, to reach that ceiling. But this is a guy who can get up to 96, 97 miles per hour. He'll maintain his velocity. Got a really good slider. You know, in high school, it was mostly fastball slider because he didn't really need anything else. But it was interesting. He was from North Carolina, and he went down to IMG to get better and to face better competition and really went from being like one of these pure raw throwers into a guy who understood how to pitch a little bit better. So I'm curious to see how that translates. He didn't pitch a whole lot over the summer during his debut, so I'm curious to see how it translates in his first full season and beyond.
What's a realistic ceiling? You said starting pitcher stuff, but does he have like number two starter? Is he a potential number one guy in your mind way down the road?
I try not to put that label on guys because in the end of the day, I don't think it really matters and what differentiates a one from a two. I mean, if you look around Major League Baseball, how many true quote unquote aces are there? But I think he has front of the rotation kind of potential. You know, if he settles in as a number three, I don't want you calling me saying that I was wrong. So
I'll get the tweet drafted right now.
Yeah, you get it ready. Set a timer for like 5 years from now. And no, I think because he's got two plus pitches now, and he's got two distinct breaking balls, and you know, so he's got a four pitch mix, like a legitimate four pitch mix. Even if he sort of puts the curveball aside and just focus on the slider and then can work on the changeup. I think it's what it comes down to with a lot of young pitchers. Well, if the changeup continues to improve and the command is there, then he has a chance to reach that ceiling as a front of the rotation guy.
Jonathan Mayo, MLB.com. And there's some question now, Jonathan, about, you know, everything you just said there about this kid's upside and what he might end up being as a pitcher. Question we've been asked is, well, then why isn't he considered by you guys a top 100 prospect? Is that just a case of it needing to be updated, that list, or are there some reasons why he's not considered maybe one of the best starting pitching prospects in baseball?
Well, I mean, I can tell you now because I do the Pirates top 30, and so we'll have to slot these guys into the list as it stands right now, and then re-rank it again in like a month when the new Pirates list comes out. But our top 100 just came out, and Malone's not on it. But neither is Quinn Priester, and Malone will be behind Quinn Priester on the Pirates list. So it's just, you know, we tend to be maybe a little more cautious with high school pitchers just from this previous draft. Malone, like, he barely went out and pitched. So we don't really have any frame of reference in terms of what he looks like as a professional. He was high on our draft top 200, but he wasn't, you know, one of the top one or two high school arms. And those would be the only guys we probably would put in the top 100. But, you know, Matt Allen was ahead of him on the draft list. This guy the Mets took like in the third round but gave $3 million to sign. He's not on the top 100 either. So it's more being a question of caution. If he goes out and pitches well, and, you know, let's say he makes a full season club, then when we do a re-rank of the top 100 in late July, he's the kind of guy that would work his way onto it.
Jonathan, what can you tell us about Leover Peguero, the shortstop in this deal?
Yeah, he's really interesting. You know, this may be, like, right now when I'm looking at this trade, I'm like, all right, this sounds like that's been pretty good. This is two top 10 prospects, you know, with where they would be in the Diamondbacks and where they will be on the Pirates. You know, on the 2019 list of the Diamondbacks, if people look, he's ranked 18th, but he just started playing. And, you know, he made his pro debut in 2018 in the rookie-level Arizona League. They moved him up to the Pioneer League, still is one of the younger guys in the league. I mean, this is a guy who will be 19 for all of this coming season. And he absolutely tore up the Pioneer League and actually got a promotion up to the Northwest League, which is almost all college players and more than held his own. He has a chance to be really, really good. He can really hit. There's more power there than I think people even thought. They thought eventually he'd sort of grow into it, and I think that's still the case, but it actually started showing up a little bit more than expected. He's got a good approach. Oh, and he can play short. I mean, the Diamondbacks looked at him as a pure shortstop, not a, oh, we may have to move him around. I think the only thing is if he, because he's so young, you just don't know how his body is going to change. So if he fills out more, maybe he needs to move to third base, you know, or second base if he slows down. He's a plus runner right now. But if he does that, he's going to hit enough, I think, to profile at either place. And if he fills out so much that he's, you know, slows down to the point where he can't play short, then I think there's more power than we think there is right as of right now. But I think that people may look back at this trade and be like, wow, like we didn't know much about this guy. He wasn't even on the Diamondbacks' top 30 at this point a year ago, but I think he has a chance to be really, really good at a premium position.
Jonathan Mayo, who writes and ranks prospects for MLB Pipeline and MLB.com, right now with us to break down what the Diamondbacks are sending to the Pirates in the Starling Marte trade. Jonathan, I think to make it short and sweet here, it sounds like you're telling us that the Pirates made a high-risk, high-reward trade.
Yeah, I think that's what they did, and it's kind of different. I think than what they had been doing. You know, there was this long stretch of time where they were competing, or they thought they were competing at the big league level. So even if they were to make a sort of future looking trade, it was usually to try to bring in guys at the upper levels, right, to who would help them sooner rather than later. But if they're really going to flip the switch here and try to start over again, and rebuild and restock, which is something that I would be in favor of, then I think you try to get the best talent you think you can get. You know, you look at what the Houston Astros were able to do in terms of the trades they made, you know, when they were rebuilding, in addition to, you know, having a high draft picks, they did really, really well finding guys at the lower levels, you know, just starting out, hadn't left, you know, the rookie ball yet, who turned into like really good big leaguers. And I think that's what you know, Ben Sherrington and his new staff are trying to do here. So high risk and high reward. I don't, you know, especially with Malone, I think, you know, because high school pitching is the biggest risk reward there is. I think Peguero, you know, just because I think he's going to hit, I don't know that it's as big of a risk other than the fact that he's still so far away.
How far in terms of strict years, John, Jonathan, are both of these guys? Is one, I said 2023, we were trying to like just spitball a year here where both would be theoretically ready if everything went perfectly. What do you see?
I think that's right. I think Peguero could be 2022, you know, splitting hairs, just again because of the advanced bat. If it, you know, carries over, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens this year, like if he gets pushed to full season ball. Even if it's not an opening day, if they want them to stay in warm weather, you know, for a little bit longer, they can do that. But I think he could get there ahead of Malone He's already played at sort of the higher levels of rookie and short season ball, while Malone has barely done anything. And you know, can take a little longer for a young pitcher to figure things out. So, you know, if you want to be conservative for both of them, 2023 makes sense. But I think Pagüero might push that a little bit because of his offensive profile.
Jonathan Mayo knows prospects with the best of them on the two players coming over to the Pirates in the Starling Marte trade. Jonathan, thanks for making time for us on short notice. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Anytime.
There you go. Ben Cherington is set to talk to reporters next hour. We're going to work on making something happen there, whether that means he pops on with us again like he did all weekend from Pirate Fest, or if we get a hold of those comments, that's still being worked out. But the Pirates have now officially announced the trade. It's no longer just the John Heymans and Jeff Passans of the world, Chris.
John Parados, Robert Murray's.
Your Alex Stump.
Things of that nature.
It's, you know,
persons of that nature.
It's now
it's
on
official.
Pirates letterhead.
It's emblazoned. It's notarized.
Pirates payroll now. Where does this trade leave the Pirates spending in 2020? And what does that forebode, or what does that mean towards the future of the Pirates? Is it a clue or a sign? We'll discuss that coming up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.